Hello, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of The Journey. I am so excited to be recording this because this podcast has been, you know, I want to say months in the making, but it probably is a little bit closer to years in the making. This is something that I have kind of held in my heart for a very long time. And I kind of just had this sort of seed of an idea in my mind about a podcast that I wanted to have. But in a way, I kind of had to go a little further on my journey to get here and to be able to press record. And I am here and I am just so excited. So this episode is all about deep diving into what is this podcast all about? What is The Journey? Because you probably know me from my YouTube channel where I talk all about skincare, beauty products, and sometimes self-care. But this podcast is an extension of that, but it's very different as well, because this is really kind of going into the self-care side of things, but going deeper into self-care beyond just skincare practices or beauty practices, and really kind of getting more into personal development and really our own unique journey to becoming the best version of ourselves. So why The Journey? You know, I played with a lot of different titles for this podcast, but I'll be honest with you, The Journey was a phrase that has been with me since the very first day that I thought about this podcast. This has really been the working title always. I've played around with other titles, but my gut instinct has always led me back to The Journey. And there's always that interesting kind of moment where your gut is telling you one thing and your brain is telling you something else. Like, can't you come up with an even better name than this? But I will tell you, I definitely had that moment where my brain sort of took over. But ultimately, I'm going with my gut instinct on this one. And The Journey, this is a phrase you've heard me say a lot on my YouTube channel when I'm talking about your skincare journey. And when I use that phrasing, what I'm really trying to communicate is that skincare is long-term. You know, this is not something that you have a problem with your skin, you slap a product on your face and immediately you see results and, you know, snap, problem solved. It's not like that. It's a journey. You have to embrace patience. You have to embrace the fact that some things will work and some things will not. You have to embrace the fact that, like, there's a trial and error process to the whole skincare world. You know what I mean? And it's an ongoing process. And yeah, it's a journey. It's not just a solution to a problem. And this is really a phrase that can apply to so much in life. This can, you know, definitely apply to your career. It can definitely apply to your family life, your love life, just your inner life. You know what I mean? The journey is life. Life is a journey. We are trying to find our path. Once we find our path, there's obstacles, there's twists, there's turns. Sometimes we lose the path. We take a wrong turn. We hit a dead end, or we just go the wrong way and we have to redirection ourselves. It applies to everything. And I think that's part of the reason why my gut was just saying the journey, the journey, the journey, because it really is really the best description of what I want to do with this podcast. Because just getting myself onto YouTube, putting myself out there, creating content, like I said earlier, getting this podcast off the ground was a journey. It was a journey. And I think if you talk to any other content creator, they will tell you that this is not easy. There are obstacles and challenges that you will face all the time. This is something that I do want to highlight on the show, and I do want to highlight the journey and the story of other content creators as well as myself. But I really want to go deeper. I really want to go deeper because like I said, getting myself to YouTube was a journey. I did not know what I wanted to do for the longest time. I did not know what my passion is. I thought I did, then I lost it. Then I think adulting and the real world really hit me hard, and I felt incredibly lost. For many years, I was lost and I was unhappy. And I believed that maybe being your best self or living your best life or following your passion, I didn't really believe that that was true. Or if it was true, it wasn't going to be true for me. It wasn't true for all people. And yeah, I definitely had some lost years there where I really struggled to figure out what was the point, what was my path, and what was my purpose. Did I even have one? And I really want to explore that because I think a lot of people struggle with that. I felt like I was the only one who hadn't figured it out for a long time. And now I realize that's not the case at all. A lot of us don't know what our purpose or our passion is. And if we do know, we just don't know how to follow it. And so I want to explore those things too on the podcast. So for me, the journey as a podcast really does boil down into stepping into the best version of yourself and doing that step by step. You know what I mean? Step by step along the path of your journey, because it's not about accelerating from point A to point B. It's about the process. It's about the journey of stepping into a better version of yourself. And for me, what really energizes, you know, my step by step process is self-care. Now, this word. This is called The Journey, a self-care podcast, because I kind of almost want to reclaim the word self-care. I think this is a gorgeous word. I think this is a really wonderful idea that has been appropriated by marketing and by people who are trying to sell us things, especially, you know, brands within the beauty and wellness space. They really want us to believe that we need to buy products in order to practice self-care. You know, you have to relax with a wonderful face mask on as you watch Netflix, or you must take a soothing self-care bath with gorgeous oils and shower gels, right? Or you need special supplements to help you relax and calm down. Look, there is nothing wrong with these things. I do them, okay? I do them and I enjoy them thoroughly. But I think what we're missing here is the deeper aspect of self-care. If you're only going product deep, you know what I mean? It's pretty shallow. And you're kind of missing the real juicy bits of self-care, because self-care, like I said, this is what's going to energize us along our path step by step into stepping into our best versions of ourselves. Self-care for me, it's holistic. It is physical, it's mental, it's spiritual or emotional. Do you know what I mean? It is all facets of ourselves. And it does not necessarily mean you have to spend money or buy products or be materialistic in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, deeper self-care should not be materialistic, because you should just be focusing on yourself, not just improving your appearance, but improving yourself physically, emotionally, mentally. And so these are things that I really want to embrace on the podcast too, is really that deep self-care that is going to fuel us along our journey. Another reason why the journey so deeply resonated with me as a podcast title is because I want to share my story, you know, so far, how I got to where I am right now, and definitely share about where I want to go in the future. But I will tell you, just trying to find my path was very difficult for me. And I know that it is difficult for other people. And that's why I feel so strongly about sharing that story. Because I think that when I was lost trying to figure out what was my purpose and what was my passion and what was I really meant to do on this earth, if I had heard somebody else talking, like real talk, you know what I mean? Really talking openly about that, I would have felt like, okay, I can do this. Do you know what I mean? Unfortunately, at that time, I did not have that resource available to me. I definitely made a lot of wrong turns, a lot of dead ends on figuring out where my path was. You know, I definitely did, but I also gained so many lessons and so much self-information too that really helped me, like I said, to step into a better version of myself. And it was a step-by-step process. And, you know, what was the best version of myself last year is not the best version of myself this year. It's always evolving. But instead of letting those wrong turns and, you know, those dead ends really get me down, something in me just clicked one day where I just was like, let me take this as a lesson. Let me really try to learn from this and grow from this and try to figure this out. It was a slow process. It definitely was, but eventually, you know what I mean? I like redirected myself out of those wrong turns and that dead end. And I got onto a path that felt more in alignment with me and more in alignment with how I wanted to live my life. So I really want to share that. I definitely do. And I definitely will. But I also want to highlight the stories and the journey of other people as well, because I will tell you, when you can learn from other people, it really accelerates your growth. It really expands your mind, and it really gets you excited about taking each step every single day. And it also helps you realize you're not the only one. Do you know what I mean? Like I said earlier, if I had had that resource available to me, I think that my journey to figuring out what was even the right path for me might have been a little bit easier. It might have been a little bit faster, right? I did not have that resource available to me at the time. And so I want to create that resource for you and for myself. Do you know what I mean? I just think that talking to other people, even if they're from completely different walks of life than you, it just opens up your mind and expands your idea of what is out there and what is possible, what opportunities are available to you. I just think it's really great. And like I said, this podcast is going to be the resource I always wished I had. And I really want to create that for you. So I've got some really great guests lined up for you guys, like James Welsh, Glow by Ramon, Lab Muffin Beauty Science. Like, I am so excited about these conversations. I think you are going to just love them. We went deep, and I think that there are some really key takeaway lessons in each of these conversations that will apply to anyone from any walk of life. I just think that they're incredibly uplifting and really inspiring. So the journey is all about going deep and getting personal. You know, what you can expect from the episodes on this podcast, the content is really going to be part personal development topics, part self-care topics. That is deep self-care, by the way. So that's what you can expect from the content. And I think ultimately my reason for making this podcast and what I really want to leave you with every episode is a feeling of inspiration, a feeling of being uplifted, and a feeling of motivation to step into your best self. So that's it. That's what the show is all about. That's my deal. And I'm just so excited to get this podcast started. I'm so grateful to be in your ears and so grateful that I get to share this with you, because this is something I have had in my heart for such a long time. I am so passionate about sharing this project, and I just can't believe it's actually happening and you're here, and it's going to be amazing. If you want to see more from me, you can follow me on YouTube. I am Kelly Driscoll. I share skincare and self-care content a couple times a week on YouTube, or you can follow me on my Instagram at Kel Driss, and all the information is in the info box below. I am sending you guys so much love on your journey. I can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye.